Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of China Inc., one of the preeminent books on China, and just continues. This book continues to deliver, folks. Also, Shock of Gray, one of the best demographic books in my lifetime. He's a veteran journalist and a former commodity trader. That means he has ice water in his veins, and he continues to do outstanding reporting. He's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
It's good to have you back, Ted, as always. So in my column this week, I talked about climate change, and the point I made in my article was that the irony that the promoters of climate change, the advocates of climate change, and the detractors of it both use, maybe business and the green people, both use redundancy in their arguments. You know, they all, the business has different kinds of carbon sources, and the green folks have different kinds of renewable sources, but they can't seem to blend those two together and be redundant across the platforms and find something in the middle. That's interesting to me. What do you think?
I think there's some truth to that, Jim, and it's a really good observation. I've been looking at the climate debate or innovation in the building material sector, and I think that's one place where you might see these two things come together, where the Venn diagram is overlapping way more. And it's interesting in your part of the country, which is so important for the timber industry, where this new form of construction, cross-laminated timber, where they take boards and they laminate them so that the grain is perpendicular to the layers around it.
LVL, they call it.
Yeah, LVL is one. CTL is another.
Yep.
Very exciting material. You know, this is a material where you can get all sides. You can get industry on board, and you can get the environmentalists on board.
Right, right.
Because it has the potential for, first of all, making timber more valuable, which makes land that is forested more valuable.
Right.
So deforestation goes down, so you get a climate sequestering potential of greater and greater forest land.
And multiple uses for a full-foot piece of wood. I mean, in the past, a
four-foot
piece of wood would be thrown in the dumpster. Now it can be put back into an LVL or something in a way that or a subflooring. They've got this new subflooring out now that's a single, instead of two layers, you got one layer, but it's all part of a process where they reuse. Like we used to say about hog farms, they save everything but the squeal, right? And the lumber lumber manufacturers are saving everything but the dust, right?
Yeah, and it also allows them to use small diameter timber, which was unusable before too, and what was a carbon problem because it was left on the forest floor and just degraded. And it can be recycled into new uses. You don't have to put it in landfill when a building comes down.
Right.
Necessarily.
But, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh. So, you know, I've been looking at this, and for the Southeast, which is the world's either most productive timber region or second most productive after some parts of Russia, it could be a total game changer where the timber industry has really been in retreat for a while and is now having kind of a boom. So if you look at the big climate pledges from companies, we see that they want to change their manufacturing, their supply chains, and so on, but they're also gigantic real estate holders. Walmart has 700 million square feet of real estate in the country, and they're building a new campus in Bentonville, which will be entirely of this cross-laminated timber for 20 to 30,000 employees.
Yeah.
And it's part of their climate effort. And it's what it you know, there has so many good sides to it. It's pushing innovation in a company that's run its buildings in pretty interesting ways in the last few years. It's bringing new industries into parts of the country that where the forest industries were going derelict.
But here's the last thing I want, as we wrap up, Ted. The thing that bothers me is we don't hear enough of that kind of a solution from the climate change, what I call the climate change zealots. They don't like to talk. It's either or. It's not both and. It's not, you know, they won't talk about the solutions you're talking about. It's either on or off. It's binary to them, and that's the problem.
Yeah, but I think the good
thing
is
we got to talk about after the break. 20 Tail, right back with Ted Fishman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.